Okay, Rabotai, let's go. What we did yesterday at the end of Shir is we spent some time setting up what looks like a problem, difficulties in the Shitas HaRambam, and I want to set that up, and then perhaps I can't say I have 100% conviction on a pshat, but set up a possible pshat. So the problem we're bothered by, the issue that we're concerned with, is the Gemara has a chiddush of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Higdilu, that once the ger katan grows up and becomes a gadol gedola, yecholim limchos. And that the Ritva and Rashi say that halacha applies in all cases of ger katan. What do I mean by all cases? Whether the ger katan became a ger as a result of Adas Bezdin, or came with his father, mother, etc., and the father converts as well. Either way, the katan has the opt-out option at the age of 12. That is the din of Rav Yosef. And it is not 100% clear that we pass like Rav Yosef. Most Rishonim do bring down Rav Yosef lahalacha, but one Rishon in particular does not bring Rav Yosef down. Which one is that? That's the Rif. And the Rif presents, when he quotes this Gemara, lahalacha, he omits that punchline of the Gemara and says that even though Ger Kat Matbim Adas Bezdin does not mention Higdil Yichom Limchos, which suggests that the Katan, Katana, does not have the opt-out option, and it's not like he's arguing Rav Yosef, but Abai and Rava, who asked kashas on Rav Yosef, could be learned as arguing Rav Yosef because of those kashas. The Gemara answers those kashas, so Rav Yosef can live on another day, but fundamentally it could be it's a machlokas amoraim, and the psak of the Rif is like Abai and Rava. So then we took a look at the Rambam. And the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchos Isurei Bia, Halacha Zayin brings down our Gemara, brings down the sugya of Ger Katan Matbilnos Al Das Bezdin, and he says the following. I want to highlight the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. We're going to highlight some of the language of the Rambam in Malachim and contrast it with the Rambam, this is Isurei Bia, and contrast it with the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. So the Rambam writes over here, Ger Katan Matbilinoso Al Das Bezdin. Now again, if you looked at the Rambam throughout this set of halakhas in Isurei Bia, the Rambam uses a certain language when he refers to a particular type of person who wants to convert to Judaism. What is the language that he uses? Here in Isurei Bia. In Isurei Bia, what's the lashon? He uses the language of Akum. Actually, in the Frankel Rambam, it's not Akum, it's Goy. But we'll go with Akum or Goy, that's the language that is used over here. And he says, Ger kat mat bil no so al das bezdin, shizchus hi lo. So that's our sugya. Mat bil no so al das bezdin. Al das bezdin. Why? How? Because it's a zchus. Zachin la adam shalav afanav. And the Rambam continues, Muberish Nizgaira, the Tabla, Ein Benot Tzar Tvila, etc., etc. And the Rambam concludes this halach. What is omitted in this Rambam? So the Rambam makes no mention of Igdilu, Yecholin, Limchos. The Rambam does not have. He does not bring that up over here. And if you contrast this Rambam with the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, that's found in Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel. So here the Rambam tells us, Ben Noach, Shinizgayer, Mol v'tobal v'achak rotza lagzar me'achore Hashem, v'lios ger tosha, bilvad kishahoya mikodem, ein shomin lo, elayia ki yisrael l'chol davar, v'im haya katan, Kishihidbilu oso bezdin yochol limchos b'shoshi yagdil v'yeger tosha bilvad v'kevin shol micha b'shaito shuv eino memache ela harehu ger tzed. So the Rambam in Malachim, in contrast, first of all, what's the personality he's talking about? He's not talking about an Akum guy, he's talking about a Ben Noah. Does it say anywhere that he's Tevel Al Das Bezdin? What does it say? What's the Lashon? It's the Lashon is, Kishehitzbiluhu also Bezdin. In other words, what is the role that Bezdin is playing? They're facilitating, they're doing the tvila. Is there any language about quote unquote al das Bezdin? There's no language of al das Bezdin. Is there going to be any language of zchus, zachimla? There's no language of zachimla. And here the Rambam says, if the katan was matbil, also bezdin, yachol limchos, then higdilu yachol limchos. So there you have higdilu. There's a din of higdilu. There is no din. There's no aldas bezdin. It's not a halacha schus. And if I were to ask you, so first of all, the most important ha'ara I have to make over here is, why is the Rambam bringing down the halach of Girkatan in two separate places? The Rambam usually is very clear, very organized. Why is he discussing Girkatan both in Hilchos Yisrei Bia and in Hilchos Malach? That's question number one. Question number two is, why does the Rambam in one case talk about Higdil Yichom Limchos, and in the second case he does not talk about Higdil Yichom Limchos? And I think what clearly emerges from the Rambam is how many parshios of Ger Katan exist. There are two parshios of Ger Katan, and they're different. And one is expressed in Hilchos Yisrei Bia, and one is expressed in Hilchos Malachim, and the twain do not meet. Which Rishon does not subscribe to two parshas of Ger Katan? Who? Rashi and the Ritva, who learn Higdilu Yichom Limchos apply equally to whether it's your family brought you in or Al Das Bezdin. But the Rambam seems to say, if I were to ask you which of these Rambams is Ksuvas Dav Yud Aleph, which one? Which one is Ksuvas Dav Yud Aleph? It's 100% Surabia. Why? Because Zachin Ladim Solofanab Al Das Bezdin. That's the sugya of. That's the Surabia. That's our Gemara. Zachin Ladim Solofanab. Surabia is our sugya. Malachim seems to be a different sugya, a different topic, a different. Now, which other Rishon bifurcates two tranches of Ger Katan? The Ramban, correct. Which Ramban am I referring to? The Ramban in the Ram. And the Ramban in the Ram wants to suggest that when the Rif does not bring down the halacha of what? Of Higdilu Yichom Limchos. That is specifically when you're talking about Al Das Bezdin. When the Geiris is done, Al Das Bezdin is no Mechal. But if the Geiris is done how? With one's father. So yes, you're part of the mishpacha, but there you're allowed to have that. Now, what's the pshat? Is there a rationale? It's a little ironic, because some of you could have argued, I think it would have been a reasonable argument to make, that what? The opposite. And indeed, are there Rishonim that learn that when can you be mochet if you do it with Bezdin? But if you're with your father, then you don't. Then you're with your family. Then already that's a chus with a little bit of familial das. But we're going to learn the Rif and the Ramban. Now, why are all these hands up? No questions. I want to add another issue, another thing that's new today. I thought something yesterday,
And then Ovachnin and Rosen got very, very heated. But I'll tell you what I thought yesterday, and I think this is a good shot. I'll call this the Yuval shot. What's the key distinction? The key distinction is Akum versus Ben Noach. What is a Ben Noach? And if you look at Hilchos Malachim, the reason the Rambam puts this there is because this is Hilchos Ben Noach. And a Ben Noach is someone, if I ask you, is a Ben Noach a religious personality?
Yes.
The answer is yes. He's got seven mitzvahs, and how many of those mitzvahs does he fulfill? Seven. And is there any reason for him to do more than that? No. He's good. He's a tzaddik. He's doing well. Seven mitzvahs, he's got seven, he's doing seven. Gaval. Who are we talking about in Isurabia? Akum. What is the difference in language between Akum and Ben Noach? Akum is over there, Avodah Zarah. He's doing bad. So perhaps one can suggest that maybe the core difference is that does Beis Din have an interest, does Klal Yisrael have an interest in, shall we say, spreading believers?
Believers,
yes. Not converts, but believers. So to go ahead and take an Akum, who is somehow brought in for a conversion. He's a ger katan Akum. And now he is, Beis Din will facilitate his conversion. Al das Beis Din. Does Beis Din, as the representative of the Ribono Shel Olam class on this world, do they have, is it okay for this Akum to reverse his Geirus process?
No,
why not?
You can't go
because, why not? Because as a result of, he was an Ovid Kochavim, he engaged in Geirus. So now he has a different status. Now he might still be doing bad things, but he's a different status. And now to go ahead and reverse that status, that's not what Hidili Yechom Limchos is all about. However, when it comes to Ben Noach, is he a good guy? He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. And what? Because he's chosen to, I don't know why, but he's choosing to, he's not choosing anything. He's a ger kut, he's a la bar das. But will Beis Din enable and allow a macha'a to reverse back to Ben Noach? So that the Rambam says over here, yes. And that's what I thought yesterday, and it was okay, satisfied, and good enough. And the diyukim, I figure, good, valid diyukim. But I think there's something more here. And to appreciate a little more here, I want to explore a little further a couple of more Rambams. And I ask you to take a look, and there's some controversial characters. They shouldn't be controversial, but they are controversial in Tanakh. One of those controversial personages in Tanakh is Shimshon. Because Shimshon, towards the end of his life, seems to marry women that are not Jewish. Shlomo HaMelech, also, in the latter part of his reign, seems to marry a lot of women, and some of which are not Jewish. And the Rambam is questioning, is it really possible to think Shimshon HaGibor, Shlomo HaMelech, the builder of the Beis HaMikdash, was married non-Jews? Does that really make sense? And the Rambam goes to great efforts to show you it's not true. It's not true. And the Rambam expresses as follows. Al yala datas Shimshon Moshiach Yisrael, O Shlomo Melech Yisrael, who was called in Adnach Yedidya, the friend of Hashem, Nosu Noshim Nochrios Begiyusan. It didn't happen. So what did happen is that the halacha is, HaMitzvah HaNachona, the proper thing to do when a Gentile wants to come in to convert. Do we just take in converts willy-nilly? Absolutely not. Both can acharot. We examine why he's coming in to convert. Shema Bigla Mamon, maybe Bishval Srara, maybe Mipne HaPachad, Bali Kanes Ladas. Sometimes, you know, Jews are on top. During Shlomo Melech's tenure as Melech, the Jews were a world power. So why not join in? Sometimes the Jews have a lot of money. Why not join in? Sometimes there's a Jewish girl you seem to find nice, you'd like to marry. So join in. But it's being done with ulterior motives. So in such a case, they do an examination. And as soon as we see nothing else, then we explain to them all Torah, the Torah Sheis Basiyasa. We tell them how the challenge of being a Jew in Kiblu, then they're good, and if not, not. Now, so we go through that process. But let's say that process didn't fully happen. So, for example, the Jewish people during the time David and Shlomo said the Rambam accepted Gerit. Why did the Gerit come in during the time of David? Mipnei HaPachad, they were afraid. Shlomo, the king was a very strong time in Jewish history. So they came into Judaism. Did they have ulterior motives? Absolutely. Were they Geirei Tzedek?
No.
And the Rambam says, Afa Pikein Hoyu Geirim. They were still Geirim. And they were converted in a bezdin. What kind of bezdin converted them?
Three
a bezdin of hediotos. A low level bezdin, but they were converted. Was there a proper kabbalas ol mitzvos?
No.
But they did convert. They went to Mila and Tvila. What was the bezdin HaGadol's attitude towards this conversion? Good? Not at all. Suspicious. So what did they do? The Bezna Gadol was Choshesh Shilohem, Lo Dochen Osam. We didn't push them away because after they did Tevilah, Velo Mekarven Osam. We didn't pull them in, we didn't push them away. We took a wait and see attitude. I'm stopping right there for a second. How do you describe that, Gabes? How would you describe that, Gabes?
Special.
I'm looking for a halachic term.
Big. Temporary.
Halachic term.
Pending.
Who said something? It sounds like it sounds like a gerus misafik. What do I mean by that? What's the Bez Nagadol saying? Let's wait and see how this turns out. If it turns out well, they're makabel ol mitzvos, mutaf. And if not, apparently, then it's not a real gerus. That sounds like what the Rambam is suggesting now. I don't think that is correct. It sounds like. The Rambam continues. So when Shlomo married these women, was he allowed to marry these women?
Yeah, in a technical sense.
Is he allowed to marry? Mutter Aser. They were converted. Did they have kabbalah so mitzvahs?
No.
But the Rambam writes, Lefi shegier, Shlomo nasim v'nasim, v'chein shimshon gier v'nasim. Now, why did these women come in? Why these women become Gerim? The answer is because they wanted to marry Shimshon, they wanted to marry Shlomo. Were they interested in Yahadus?
No.
And was it by a Bezna Gadol? It was Bezna Bezotos. Nevertheless, so the Psukim referred to them as Goyos. But Alpidin, were they Goyim or not?
No.
So says the Rambam. And bottom line is, what was their end? Were they involved in Avodah Zarah?
Yes.
Sure they were. Was he allowed to marry them?
Yes.
Sure he was. Strange. You calling that a Geirus Misafik? It's not a Geirus Misafik. It's a Geirus Misafik. Can he marry them?
No.
And then the Rambam writes Halachizah. Listen carefully. Ger Shelo Badku Acharov. We didn't do an investigation. We didn't check out their motives. Oh, Shelo Hodiu Hamitzos Va'onshan. And, we didn't tell them about the mitzvahs of their own shan. Meaning there was no formal Kabbalas or mitzvahs. Umo v'tava b'fnei shlosha, and there's a mila tefil in front of three hadyotos. Hare ze ger. What's the status of that person?
Ger.
The afilu noda shil davar hu mizgayer, even if he has ulterior motives. The mal v'taval. Listen to the language. Yotza michlal hagoyim. He is no longer a goy. V'choshishin lo. But we look at him suspiciously, ad shiyis ba'er sikusa, until he proves himself to be a tzaddik. The afilu chazar the avod avodah zarah. Now let's say he goes back to his old ways, his avod avodah zarah. What's his status? What's his status after now he's avod avodah zarah? He's Yisrael mumar. What does Yisrael mumar mean? He's a Jew who is an apostate. What's the halacha? Kiddush of kiddushin, umitzvah ahatzer avedosa. Can he marry a Jew?
Yes.
It's a good marriage. If you lose an object, you have to do hashavas aveda.
Yes.
You do. And that's who these women, Shimshon and Shlomo. Now I always thought, there is an idea. What are the elements of Geirus? Mila, Tvila, and Kabbalah Zomitzis. What is Rambam saying right now? That you don't need what? Kabbalah all mitzvahs. Now, one second. Now I just put in here for an interesting tidbit. What is a Yisrael Mumar? So if you look at the Avnei Nezer, I just put on your Ramakomos. Hamumar, Kaimalon diyesh bo shnei dinin. He has two dinin. Dino ki Yisrael. He's like a Jew. Di kaddish bas Yisrael, kiddush of kiddush. It's a good marriage. Vechem bechama dinin, af al pi shechata, Yisrael. You know what else he is? He's dino kegoy. He's also like a goy. The haba al hamumeres. If a man has relations with a mumeres, kanoam pokimbo. We won't get into that right now, but he can be killed. Klolo, as if he had beer with a guy. Klolo shel davar donen oso lachol hadvarim lahachmir. We're going to treat him lahachmir like a Jew, and lahachmir like a. So, for example, let's say Yisrael Mumar touches wine. What's the status of the wine? It's us. The wine is us. If you buy Kalim from a Yisrael Mumar, you require Tzvila.
Yes.
What's his status? He's Goy Machmas Ma'asav. Interesting language. He's a Goy because of his action. The Yisrael betold us so. He is a
lineage.
Yeah, I need a better word than lineage.
Heritage?
No. He is a genealogical Jew. He's a genealogical Jew whose behavior is like an akum. Al torchav, therefore, yesh bo chumrei zebazeh. So therefore, akone kelim imenu chayam b'tfila, etc. And then he says something interesting. Let's say he buys kelim from a guy. Does he have to be titled the kelim that he buys from a guy? You would think yes. And he says no. You know why? Because it's like being toivel the sheretz b'yada. Because what's his status? He's like a guy. Kim shadayim him b'yad guy, etc. Okay. So, Rabosai, what does this mean? What does this mean? What is Yisrael Mumar?
Often there are two.
What does that mean? Ma'asav ki kagoy, but Yisrael mi told us so. So I want to suggest the following dichotomy. A Yisrael Mumar is, as we said, a genealogical Jew. He is a member of the Jewish nation. He has Jewish peoplehood. He is a Jewish citizen. But there's two dinim in being part of Klal Yisrael. There's one is being a member of Klal Yisrael on what I'll call a national level. And then there's something called being a member of the tribe, being part of a person who has Kedushas Yisrael. There's Klal Yisrael, being part of the nation, and there's Kedushas Yisrael. What's the status of a Yisrael Mumar? Yisrael Mumar. Yisrael Mumar is he a member of Klal Yisrael?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. But does he have Kedushas Yisrael?
No.
So for example, can he marry, if he marries a Jew, is it a good Ishus?
Yes.
Why is it a good Ishus? Because is he a biological Jew? He's a genealogical Jew. Yes. He's a member of Klal Yisrael, so by marrying a Jew, it's a good Ishus. But can he be Yotze Yew in Kiddush?
No.
No, because to be Yotze in Kiddush, what do you need? Kedushas Yisrael. And he's lacking Kedushas Yisrael. You can have a bifurcation of a Jew. That's the Kiddush of Yisrael Mumar. One second. Perhaps we can suggest. So what about these women that ended up converted, had Mila Vitvila, but did not Mekabel Omitzas and married Shlomo and Shimshon? What was their status? Women didn't have Mila. They are Klal Yisrael, but not Kedusha. So as Klal Yisrael, could Shlomo and Shimshon marry them?
Yes.
But in order to be Kedushas Yisrael, what do you need to partake of? You need to partake of mitzvahs. Of mitzvahs. See, maybe, I'm going back to now Rashi. How do you view a ger katan? How do you view a ger katan? A ger katan engaged, had Mila and Tila, but was he Mekabel or mitzvahs? So I want to suggest the following. First of all, maybe. What's the chiddush that Rashi's telling me? A new pshat in Rashi from yesterday. Mago'o bayayin kosher. Is, since all he can do is milan tefillah and bezin is involved, he has not only converted Klal Yisrael, but he has Kedushas Yisrael, nafkamina, Mago'o bayayin kosher. Perhaps. The Rambam, now I'm speculating, admittedly. But maybe this will help us understand the split in the Rambam. Maybe. When an Akum comes in, Bezdin sees the stuff. And Bezdin says, it's a schusula. Since it's a schusula, Matbilin Oal Das Bezdin, and that conversion, when done by Bezdin, based on what principle? Zochin La'adam Shelo Befanav. So that becomes a Gerus of what? Of not only Klal Yisrael, but of Kedushas Yisrael. And once you have a vested status of Kedushas Yisrael, is it reversible? It's not reversible. It's not reversible because you are now vested not only with Klal Yisrael, but with Kedushas Yisrael. However, when a father converts his son, that's what we're suggesting, he'd be Bezdin. So someone came in, not Bezdin, someone came in to convert this child. Is it based on Zochin La'adam Shobafan?
No.
It's based on some authority figure choosing to convert their son. In one second. So what do they accomplish? What are they accomplishing when they do the Geirus, the Mila Tefillah? They're accomplishing a Knisa into Klal Yisrael. So now he's a member of Klal Yisrael. But has he accepted upon himself Kedushas Yisrael?
No.
Does he need to? Does he need to become a Jew?
No.
Is there something incomplete in the Geirus?
Yes.
Yes. There's something incomplete in the Geirus, just like the women that married Shimshon and Shlomo. There's an incompletion in the Geirus. That Geirus needs to be completed. And let's say he says, or she says, I don't want to complete the Geirus. She becomes a gedola and says, I don't want, this is not what I want. Can you withdraw from Klal Yisrael?
Yes.
That you can. You can't withdraw from Kedushas Yisrael. And perhaps that is shot in Rambam Hilchos Malachim and the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. Okay. That finishes yesterday's shiur, but we haven't started today's shiur. So I want to start today's shiur. No, are there any no questions? I see there are no questions. So, like quick questions? Okay, Mr. Moritz, what do you want to say?
I just wanted to ask you if the reason we don't take the father's take as full is because we just assume that his ability to assess what
it's
his
still
son
it's, it has a subjectivity to it.
Right.
It's based on his will, his and Bezdin is based on Zachman Shol the fun of, and that's a more objective. Yeah.
Is there an opening between a Ben Noach and a Geir Tzolishev? Like, what is Rambam saying?
That's a great question. There are Sfarim I looked up that discuss it. The Chemdas Yisrael and the Masas Moshe. I don't have those from here. I might have them on my Ocha Chochma. I have to check. I don't know.
Washington the Rambam says it's the same, though. It says Ben Noach, and then it says, but
I
want to be like,
I understand. I understand. That's a kasha. They asked the question. Why did you not say just go back to be a Ben Noach?
Yeah.
Good question.
Rashi and the Rambam are arguing whether he chose.
Correct. Yeah.
There's
nothing to do with each other. Yisrael Mumar? No, a Ger Toshev is not a Yisrael. He's not Jewish. He's a Goy? No, he's not a Ger. He's a Ger Toshev. He's not a Ger Tzedek. Ger Tzedek is a Ger.
Yisrael Mumar is not a
Ger
Tzedek.
No, no. A Ger Toshev is a Goy who said, I want to accept Hashem's Ben Noach, the formal process.
But does he do it on his own?
Not the same. Okay, I got to write the chas. Write the chas.
One more, Rebbe.
What?
Oh, John already went, right?
It's true, not fair.
It's always too bad. Kids are
both. Okay, bye.
Whoa. I don't know you made the rules in this year, John.
If they don't have Kedusha Yisrael, but they're part of Klal Yisrael, the Kedusha is Klal, yes. No. No, because it's
your lineage, your genetic.
No, I know, but you could choose to become part of the nation of Israel. But it's a lighter, it's a lighter Geirus. Yeah, you haven't. It's
easier to lose his Kedusha as a
person. No.
If the focus is on basically converting him versus the father, why does he know his Ben Noach and Akhtan?
What?
Why is the Rambam?
I don't know. Yeah, but it could tie into the other idea we said, but I think it's more profound. Okay, Rabosa, I gotta go Vaitin. Vaitin Shas. Okay, I wanna do quickly this because it ties in. So in Beis in Yomar Mekomos, we titled Beis of Yomar Mekomos, Shuv Eino Yechol Limchos. So Rav Yosef does have this chiddush, Higdilu Yecholin Limchos. Once you become a gadol, you're allowed to opt out. You're allowed to opt out, and we're suggesting, at least for the Rambam's position, that you're allowed to opt out only if you're allowed to opt out as a ger katan who's brought in by his father. That's what the split of the Ramban. What's the rationale? Because your gerus is an incomplete gerus. The gerus is only a gerus of Klal Yisrael, so it's not a complete gerus. From a complete gerus, he can't opt out, says the Rambam. From an incomplete gerus, he can. What does the Ritvan Rashi say? You can always opt out, which means that we need to understand a little bit. What is the status of the Ger Katan before he opts out? Do we view him as he's a complete Ger with an opt-out right? Or maybe there's a Chisaron in his Gerus. Now, Tosis addresses this. Tosis Yeshanim, Tosis Rid, Ritva. My focus is going to be Tosis
Tosishana, Ritva, Tosis Rit. Four shitas. All four shitas. We're going to start with the Tosishana. The Tosishana is a little paragraph on the page. And the Tosis Yeshanim says as follows. Kosher, imkein mosai teida shas hamechor. Like, it sounds like sho'achas. You have one moment. When's that moment? After all, the bekatnus eni yechol limchos. As a ketana, she can't be mocha. She's too young. K'rav Yosef, yeshlomar kegon shehitchila min ha'gius yom lifnei gadlusa. Tos Yishan is bothered by how do you pinpoint the moment of Macha, Misha Higdila, when you become a Gdola? It's from one day to the next. You have Shnei Saros, you become a Gdola. So how do you pinpoint that moment in time? So says the Tos Yishanim, you can't pinpoint it. So what do? Is a day or two or three before you become a Gdola, you start acting like a goy. You continue over the course of that transition, now while she's a gdola, and now you're covered, and that's called higdilu yemocha through your conduct over the period of time bordering godless into godless. That's the Tosis Yeshana. Tosis asks a kasha, very good kasha. It's a one-line Tosis. It's a very good kasha. Rabosei, who asked on Rav Yosef, Yidili Chom Limchos? Abai and Rav. What was Rav's kasha from what sugya? Knas. He says, well, if this woman got raped, she's entitled to a knas. But if she can opt out later, then you're going to give her a knas when? When she's not Jewish. She's not entitled to a knas. So how does that work? So the Gemara answers, Lichi Gadla. So Bez is going to hold the money until she becomes a gdola. She wasn't moched, then we'll give her the money. Gevaldik. Not so gevaldik. Why not so gevaldik? Because what kind of girl is entitled to a knas? And only a nara basula. Well, if she's a nara, then what is she already? She's a gdola. So how can you call her a ger ktana when as a nara, she's already, if she's chayevis and knas, she gets a knas. She's already a nara. So where's the katnus? Where's this moment of higdilu? She's already a gdola. Gemara doesn't make any sense. So Tosfos says a sharp answer. So she's 12. She was converted as a 3-year-old. She's now 12. She's now 12 in a week, 12 in 2 weeks, 12 in 3 weeks. She gets raped. Now she's entitled to a Knas. She has not yet. She's already Higdila. So what's, how does this work? So Tos says, what does Higdila Yechol Limchos mean and she only has Sho'achas? It means she must affirmatively act like a Jew. It's not an opt out clause, but rather an opt-in clause. Which means, let's say for the 2 weeks of after she becomes a gadol, she gets raped on her birthday, Valdik. And then a week or two later, what's she been doing for the past 2 weeks after her trauma? She's on her phone 2 weeks, Yoimim Valayla. Trauma. Some people have trauma even if they don't realize they have trauma. But she has trauma. For 2 weeks, is she acting affirmatively like a Jew?
No.
Has she rejected Judaism?
No.
She's done nothing. So now, what is Higdili Yichom Limchos mean? Not Limchos, but she has to affirmatively opt in. So that's not a moment in time. She has to do something post-godless to express that she is desirous of the gayrus. Which suggests, what about her gayrus? What does it suggest about her gayrus? It's she's a ger ktana minus. Meaning, she's not a full ger. She's not a full ger. She's not, right. She's not, I don't want to say suffix. She's not a complete ger. She has to complete her gear with an act of affirmation. What's the affirmation? Ah, she davened shachris. Now she has affirmed her gerus, and now she's in. But do you see how Tosas resolves the problem of Tosas Yishanim? It's not a moment in time. I mean, it's not, oh, automatically she has been mocha, she's a Jew. She has to affirmatively. One second. Now, that's Tosas. That's Tosas. Now, what's the problem with Tosas? Does it fit with the language of the Gemara? Hikdilu yichom limchos? Is this a macha'a? It's not macha'a, it's an affirmation. So the Ritva has a problem with the language of Tosas, and therefore is not thrilled with Tosas. Quotes Tosas, but not 100% thrilled with Tosas, and therefore the Ritva suggests an alternative shot, but I really want to get to the Tosas Rit. The Ritva now says, he quotes Tosas, how can you be mitzamtzem? Tosas solves the problem that if you did a maisa yadus, achar shegodla, v'nikarim maaseh she maisa yadus, then she's entitled. Lashna gemara in a noch l'feruzem. And the Ritva actually goes with the Tosas Yishanim. Okay, but I want to focus on Tosas Rit. Now watch this. There's a fancy pshat. Fancy pshat. An amazing pshat. I'm going to give it two hesbeir. Tosas Rit. If you look at Tosas in the margin, what does it mean, yecholim limchos? Perish? Yecholim lomar e efshenu lios geirim. It means I'm opting out. I don't want this. You're not going to punish them for this. They're allowed to opt out. Let's say after she or he is moche, he's now mekadesh and isha. Does he need a get from this woman? No, he doesn't need a get. Why not? Because he's not a Jew. So he's fully not a Jew. Now, when must you do this? What is the Lashna Gemara? Misha Higdila. If I were to ask, what does that mean, Misha Higdila? What does that mean? When she becomes a Gedola. How do you become a Gedola halachically? Shtei Saros. Says the Tosas Rid, when must you be Moche? Dafka Shelo Higiu Lichlal Shtei Sa'aros. Aval im higdilu v'lo michu, ein yecholim limchos. And then he says something amazing. V'michu, if he does reject, harei hein ki Yisrael mumar. V'kidusha v'kidusha. So first on that point, let's say he's moche. What's his status? Yisrael mumar. And the kidushin that he has is a good kidushin. Why? Because of the vort that we said. What did his gerus yes accomplish? He's a biological, genealogical Yisrael that can marry, but he's a mumar. He's a mumar. He doesn't have kedushas Yisrael. So that corroborates that idea. But what is the Tosas Rit saying? Watch this. When do you become a gedola or a gadol? Shtei saros. Before you have shtei saros, what's your halachic status? Ketana. When must he be moche? When he's a ketana, when he's a gdol? When he's a ketana, when he's a cotton. When he's a cotton, he must be moche. He must be moche before shtei saros. But I have a problem. I have a problem. You know that I'm das. Until you're a gadol, you're a lab bar das. So how can he tell me that the macha'a must be when? Before he becomes a gadol. It doesn't make any sense. The whole thing is premised on he's still a katan. That's how he solved the Tosas Yishanim's problem. He can't be mitzamtzem. So any time before shtei saros, you are moche. That's a macha. After hikdilu, you can't be moche. What's a pshat? Shot number one, I'm flying back to the first day of the Sukkah. Remember the Ritva we learned the first day of the Sukkah? Can a Katan activate Bezdin? Yes.
Yes. He said, how can you do that? He's a lav bardas. What's the pshat we said?
Lav bardas.
It's not halachic action.
What is he a lav bardas with respect to? Generating halachic actions. He can't make kinyonim. He can't be mekadesh and isha. He can't do all of those kinds of things. But is activating bezna halachic act? No. And therefore, he can do it. As long as he has das. Can a 12-year-old have das? Sure. Is a macha'a of the geirus a halachic act? Or it's expressing his feeling towards the geirus? It's not a halachic act. And therefore, it's not a kinyan. It doesn't generate a chum of halos. And therefore, that perhaps the Rid is saying he can do. That, I think, is the pashup shot in the Rid. But I'm going to give you a fancy shot. A fancy shot. Now watch this. Watch this. At what point in time does a person become a kohen?
Who says?
How do you know? At what age do you become a gadol?
13.
If you're a girl?
12.
Who says? Who says? Who made that up? Who made that up? Who? That's correct. God made it up. Where did God make it up? The answer is, it's a halacha of shiurim. Kazayas, kabeitza, 13, 12, Shesaras. How do we know Shiurim? Where do they come from? Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Who does Halacha L'Moshe Misinai apply to? It applies to Jews. Is there any din of Shesaros of 12 or 13 creating godless by Goyim? So with respect to the affirmation or rejection of the geirus, is this katan, nidon, ki Yisrael, or ke akum, or ke God? His geirus is incomplete. If his geirus is incomplete, what's his status? His status is, he's not yet a Jew. So does the halach l'mosh misinai shtei saros apply to him?
No.
Not yet. Not yet. So how do we determine if he's a bardas or not? How do we determine if he's a bardas? The answer is, does he have das? Is he sufficiently understanding? The gzeiros hakosav of shiurim, of 12, of 13, of shtei saros, only applies to Yisroel. The standard of das by a guy is does he have das? It's not a formal shiur. And therefore, this 12 and a half year old, 12 and three quarter year old, if he's a precocious child, if he has wisdom, so he's called Al Pi Din as Betoras Goy, a bar das. Can you reject the Geirus? Ah, he's not yet a Gadol. Doesn't make a difference, because with respect to this question, we treat him as a non-Jew, not as a Jew. Ad Kan, have an excellent day and Shabbat.
Thank you. Slacha Rabba.